Hello, thank you very much, everybody. Hope you had a good Sunday. Somebody deployed a helicopter. I don't know why helicopters are so exciting. You know, if a helicopter lands in your yard, you know some shit is going down. I mean, might just run out of gas, but probably, you'd probably look around, man. What are they looking for? Because maybe there's somebody of interest. in your yard, it's like Los Angeles, you know? I don't know if that deserved a cheer, but I feel like it'd be scary to live in Los Angeles and then a helicopter flying and put a spotlight in your, because it always seems like that's what they're doing in the movies. Putting around on the spotlight, and then if one went in your yard, you'd know there's somebody of interest. At least they suspect he's there somewhere in the bushes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Tim Reynolds. Thank you very much, everybody. I know some of you were here yesterday, but I was talking about common things that we all have in common, things that bring us together. One of them is porta-johns, because, but then I gotta tell you, I might have been stretching the truth a little bit, because we got these fancy kind of, there's fancy porta-johns back there, and there's steps up to them, and some of them have a ladies' sign, some of them have gentlemen's signs, some of them are like, or omnisex, well, they just have a lady and a man, but I assume that means everybody. I just assume they all mean everybody anyway, but, which is controversial some places, but not here. Anyway, but I will say, the funny thing is, there's also, and I only just, because everyone's been keeping a secret from me, there's also just a regular porta-john right next to the fancy porta-john, and just because of my own preconceived ideas, I left that porta-john out of my experimentation. And but I tell you what, that other porta-john, the ones with the steps and the signs, they're just nasty. It was stinking, nasty smell, make my eyes water, and trying to do it with the eyes closed and not breathing, it's dangerous. And stanking, but then just now someone said, you know, that one's not so bad. And I went to the regular old porta john. It's just delicious. It was lovely. After I was finished with my business, I stayed in there for a little while because it was so good to me. I mean, I closed the lid because it looked nasty, but I just in there. Not really.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody. Hope you all have a good night. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a good evening together. I like it here. I like coming here. That's a beautiful place. Someone told me that I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just curious, and I thought I'd share this with you. Maybe you could Google it later. I didn't want to because I didn't feel like it. But apparently, the Windy City is not called the Windy City because it's windy. Ain't that some shit? All this time, all this wind, and no. But maybe it is. But apparently, it's because some people here felt like the local politicians were full of hot air. You know, back in the olden days. Nowadays, all politicians are so tight-lipped and to the point and direct and clear. Ain't nothing wrong with the whole world. Everybody just makes sense all the time. But apparently in the old days, some politicians were full of hot air. Anyway, that's curious, so look it up. Maybe it's just because everybody eats too many hot dogs. And then, you know, there's another alternative. Porter John came back to it. Thanks so much. I will stop talking presently. Thank you. So the other day, I was with my wife. She bought me a new shirt. It's not this one, but it's a nice looking shirt. I'm not just gonna wear it anywhere. And I was in the cab and I could feel this tag on a new shirt tag as tickling my neck, and it felt like a bug. For a second, I was like, huh. And I was like, oh, it's the tag. And then I pointed to the tag and I said to my wife, see that tag? We gotta cut that off. That's making me crazy. Feels like a bug. And then we went to lunch. And then I was eating. And then she said, oh my God. And there's a big, gross, like earwig bug. Just like, oh, walked right out my shirt. And just like, ah, ah, ah. And she's like, ah, ah. And then, anyway, that's it. So anyway, it was a bug. Sorry, man. Everybody this evening. Oh. Song in here right here. This is a tiny little song. So sometimes when I'm standing, you know, maybe near some port-a-johns or maybe on the side of a lake by a beautiful big city, sometimes it's just fun to imagine what a place was like maybe 300 years ago or 500 years ago or 1,000, just imagine, just wonder what it's like. Anyway, this is a beautiful place we live in the world, and I feel very lucky that I ended up here, but this is a song, and this is a tiny little song, and in some ways, I guess the hero of this song for me lived not far away, maybe. By foot, it'd be a hell of a walk, but nowadays we get there pretty quickly. You know, anyway, this is partly about a man who lived a little ways west of here. Anyway, thank you all very much for coming tonight and all that and everything. This is also about a tiny little one-legged bird. My wires are all crossed. You know what? I don't know, but if you've been on a bicycle, maybe been on a skateboard, and then it goes a little bit fast, and you get a speed wobble. There's nothing as terrifying as that feeling right before you eat it.
Take me back to that beat again.
Thank you very, very much, everybody. This is Tim Reynolds.
standing underneath us, we were not yet lovers. Dragons were smokes, bumblebees were stings, I was soon to be crazy.
Once again, I'm going to ask Tim to play something for us. Thank you, everybody. Burton Reynolds. Thank you, Gary. But this is also like the other ones. This is also a tiny little song. Thank you for coming. This song is called "Death on the High Seas." Sounds very serious. It's not so serious. I like a good name, "Death on the High Seas." Sounds like an old-timey movie. Thank you very much, everybody. I hope you all having a pleasant evening. Thank you for spending it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
was feeling kind of seasick. Thank you. what we see is human. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, damn. I don't know what happened. I must have ate the whole thing.
Outside in the cold.
Thank you very, very much. Once again, Tim Reynolds. if the ocean had its way. Tim Rawls. Thank you very much again, everybody, very much this evening. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Once again, Tim Reynolds, everybody. Thank you. My wires is all crossed.
Love it up, y'all.
Thank you very, very much, Cheryl.
Alright, when you're looking at me, you make me feel high.
Thank you very much. Y'all are good tonight. Thank you very, very much. Y'all are very generous. Make everything better. Yeah. Thank you. I hope you all had as good a time as I did tonight. Thank you very much. Tim Reynolds. Thank you all very, very much, everybody, for this great weekend. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, John. You've been very generous this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's good. Once again, my very good friend, Tim Reynolds.
In your ocean, and I can feel the waves. gets a check on it.